When Sam woke in the middle of the night, there was a Viking on her lawn. She'd slept through the first notification beep on her phone, waking long enough to register, contemplate, and ignore the second. When the phone actually rang a few minutes later, she blinked in the dark of her bedroom and looked at the screen. It was a local Skegness number.
"Hello,"
she croaked, cleared her throat and tried again.
"Hello."
She only caught half of the opening sentence.
"What? Am I an adult?"
The man repeated himself.
"Am I appropriate?"
She wanted to believe it was a nuisance call so she could hang up.
"Do you know what time it is?"
she said, rolling out of bed. He did. He told her. It was 10 minutes to midnight. The man repeated the gist of what he had now said 3 times.
"Okay,"
Sam said, glancing through the gap in her bedroom curtains.
"There's a Viking in my garden," she said.
The man asked her to repeat herself.
"Nothing," she said. "I'm on my way."
Sam dressed quickly and quietly. Dressing quietly was just a matter of habit. Duncaston was a large house, with only 2 of them living in it. She checked the 2 notifications from her DEFCON 4 app. One was linked to the phone call she'd just received, and the other was for a DEFCON 4 burglar alarm which had gone off at a property on the A158. She tied her hair back, swilled mouthwash, and made her way along the mammoth bungalow's serpentine central corridor towards the front door. She paused by her dad's bedroom door.
"Dad," she whispered. "Dad, I've got to go out. It's work, I won't be long."
There was no reply. She considered her options, then pushed the door open. Her dad, Marvin Applewhite, was on his side, eyes shut, mouth hanging open. The light of his reading lamp caught the lines on his face in yellow light and illuminated the creased celebrity autobiography he had dropped as he fell asleep. Sam was about to close the door again, but was caught by his stillness. She looked at his quilt cover. She watched his buttoned pajamas. There was no movement.
"Dad?"
she whispered. He mushed his lips noisily.
"I'm not dead, you know,"
he murmured, eyes closed.
"I didn't, you were thinking it."
He inhaled deeply, eyes still closed.
"Where are you going?"
"The police station. Oh, and there's a Viking in our garden."
"Anyone we know?"
"Possibly Ragnar Odinson."
He nodded against his pillow, trying to approximate sleep.
"Why are you going to the police station?"
"I'm an appropriate adult."
"Debatable," he said.